Thousands of people could find themselves stranded this morning after Milwaukee County bus drivers walked off the job. The union, which represents 750 bus drivers and mechanics, went on strike at 3 a.m. this morning after 11th-hour negotiations failed on Tuesday. The strike is expected to last 3 days, with drivers getting behind the wheel again on Saturday. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us in the studio now with the details. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rachel.
So what were some of the issues that the transit system and the union couldn't agree on?
It was mostly about pay and working conditions. The drivers had been working without a contract since April. The transit system offered the union a 1% raise in 2017 in exchange for a 1% cut to members' pension contributions, but the rank and file rejected the offer. Union President James Macon says drivers also have been working in deplorable conditions with insufficient time for breaks.
No, right now our drivers get an average of 5 minutes layover time. And that 5 minutes, they got to use the, you know, they got to collect fare, let people on the bus, let people off the bus, and still try to get to the bathroom. That's another issue.
Macon says another big obstacle in the discussions was the transit system's plans to hire retirees as part-time drivers.
So does the county have a plan for getting people around during the strike?
No, actually it doesn't, according to transit system spokesman Brendan Conway.
Well, the backup plan is that there wouldn't be service. I mean, we have, you know, we serve about 150,000 people a day, and then over the course of Summerfest, we'll serve about 300,000 people. We obviously need bus drivers to drive those buses, and so without, you know, bus drivers, there just wouldn't be bus service.
So about 150,000 people a day ride the Milwaukee County buses. Plus, this is happening during Summerfest and in the lead up to 4th of July weekend. So what are riders going to do?
I spoke with a few people in downtown Milwaukee Tuesday afternoon as they were boarding buses, and they were pretty upset. Terry Kahn says he'll be stuck at home for the next few days.
It's not as bad as me. I'm semi-retired, but, you know, the bus is how I get around town. So it's important to me to be able to get to where I need to go, but it's also important for the bus drivers to get what they need.
So how often do you ride the bus?
Oh, not quite daily, but darn near.
And where do you take it to?
Appointments, VA hospital for one, just to get around the city, go grocery store.
Khan says he hopes friends will give him rides to his appointments. And another person I talked to is Steve. He depends on the bus to get to his job at the VA center, which is west of downtown. He says he'll have to find other ways to get around.
But I guess that'll be like a last resort, is to walk to work. I have a bike, but I have to see if it works, because I haven't ridden it since last summer. So I guess I have to bring that out of the garage. So that'll be one way of getting to work. Well, taking a cab is too expensive. That can run up, you know, but that'll probably be another last resort.
So I hear, Marty, that the cab companies are gearing up for some pretty busy days.
Yes, they are. Some companies are reportedly being flooded with calls. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley issued a statement Tuesday night calling on the union to restore transit service as soon as possible. As of now, the union is promising to get back to work on Saturday, but no new talks are scheduled between the union and the transit system in the meantime.
Well, we'll have some updates throughout the morning. Thank you very much, Marty.
You're welcome.